A popular Outcast production.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we can have a short episode if we want.
Let's get this shit rolling.
All right. Rolling. So, this is the Girls on Girls podcast.
Episode 14.
Episode 14.
Episodes.
We have a special guest in the studio. You may remember him from last week. His name is Mr. John Santucci.
Gotta and get away my first name.
We're going to...
You're on Facebook now with your first and last name.
No one does Facebook. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Everybody's mom does Facebook.
That is true.
Seriously.
But, yeah. We're going to do a Q&A session.
Yeah, last week we talked about, piercing safety and whatnot, what to look for in a shop and whatnot. But this week, we're gonna get to know the man behind the needle.
All right.
That's interesting. So, Chuchi, first question. How many piercings do you have?
We can all share.
Shit, that's interesting.
How many piercings? I can't even count how many are in your head right now.
A more detailed question. How many piercings, at the most, did you ever have in your dick at one time? Because I know it's a lot.
I think... Well, in the dick itself or in the whole genital area?
The whole genital area at one time.
And we're personal.
Either 13 to 15, I believe.
Did you say 13?
Interesting.
Either 13 or 15 somewhere. Like, I had, like...
You had
that's
the
why I wanted
you had
to ask
the dye...
The dye dose. Okay, for people, like, I know...
It's a
misconception where, like, if you know genital piercings, like, there's... The ampelang, which goes side to side through the head of the dick.
Wait, side to... I thought it was top to bottom.
That's apodravia.
Yeah.
Ah, I always get those two mixed up.
So people, like, tend to want to go with what's called the dido, because they believe that because it's going through a thinner amount of tissue, that it would be less sensitive. No, it's not at all.
That's because, like, that's close to the tip of the head. Well, that's going through...
Well, that's actually... It's along the ridge. Like the ridge that, like,
oh, I've seen them,
the head and the shaft.
I've seen them higher up. I used to go all over BME's genitals.
Well,
stuff.
Like towards the tip of the head, that'd be probably the reverse Prince Albert.
But they
the reverse goes through the urethra in the top and comes out the top of the head.
Yeah.
The dido though, they comes out, those come on, like, it's on the ridges, so it's almost kind of like a little curved barbell, like an eyebrow piercing.
Fair enough.
It's the only piercing I did on myself that I actually I started seeing stars for.
Ouch.
Yeah, so I had...
So is that your most painful one, would you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, but no, it was that. I think I had a pubic piercing, the Dido's, Prince Albert, I think...
How many ladder did you have at once?
8 or 9-rung ladder.
It's crazy, man.
And then I think that might have been it at that point.
So, yeah, you definitely have a lot. We should probably get a picture of your face and stuff for
got a couple.
For the website.
I didn't think that's where you were going there, but
looks,
I was like, our
it looks
pretty
cool.
I don't think
you
want to see that on the website.
No. I wouldn't.
That'll be a whole new, we'll have, like, girls on girls, and the only picture we have is your penis.
Is a dick
pic. We're not going to get that personal.
That's a little bit too...
Yeah, I'm not going to show it. I'll ask him, but I'm not going
to
show it.
To add an age verification to your website for people to get in there.
Well, we do, we make sure people know we have explicit
content.
Oh,
he doesn't
want
to talk about dick pics, does he?
He's just like, no!
Gotta get out of here, talk about his dick again.
They already took my balls, man!
Oh, okay. I think I know why I thought they were placed differently. Because you usually see more than one at a time. So I thought it was a horizontal barbell rather than two verticals.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a piercing, too, that isn't for everybody, too. Like, not everybody has the anatomy built to be able to hold the jewelry. But, yeah, that is a really fucking sensitive piercing, though.
I bet.
I know a lot of people, too, think that a hood piercing is incredibly painful, but...
Have you heard that from a lot of people?
It sucks, but, I think Ruth put it best. It's just like a real quick punch.
Yeah.
And I think then it's over.
It's more of just a shock to the female of where the needle's going into.
It is sensitive skin. They're like, there's a lot of nerve endings there.
Yeah. I think nipple piercings are more painful.
Do you recommend hood piercings for girls with, like, more hooded clits? Was it, like, better? Like, if your clit is more hooded than... Because, like, some women's clits are, like, more... they pop out more.
Yeah, it's like some women just don't have the anatomy. Like, they don't really have a hood to get a hood
piercing. Right, but if you have a hood and your clit is, like, further in, because I think, well, I guess I think mine, like, doesn't poke out or anything, but, like, you would have to pull the hood back.
Yeah.
Like, if I got my hood pierced, would it be more sensitive what I have, like,
I'm probably in a similar boat to you where my clit doesn't stick out. Like, right. You got to pull back the hood. And, it's,
does it
mine
help?
Really is just more for decoration.
Okay.
Like, it's interesting, like, you know, sometimes you move certain ways, but I've heard girls that, like, have gotten hoods, piercings, that, like, they've had to take them out because it was too much.
Okay. I've pierced some people where they told me, like, just walking through Walmart was a wondrous experience for them.
Wow. Yeah. So, no.
Wow.
I'm in the situation where, no, not so much.
Well, even, like, Greg pierced the one girl that, he was tattooing her ass, and that gave her an orgasm.
Yeah, that. Yeah, but I met that chick, too, and she was...
Yeah, she's crazy. But he gave a chick an orgasm by tattooing her forearm.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Not that it's not possible, because you can train your nerve endings to orgasm different ways. And just,
yeah, but even, like, you need to have so much hood for a piercing. Even they talk about, like,
Sorry.
Gotta let the dog out.
Sure, let the dog out, choo-choo.
Let the dog out.
Odie wanted in, and now he wants out.
I told you not to.
Goddamn Odie. I love that dog.
There's a thing they talk about called, like, the Q-tip test. Like, in order...
Dog business.
In order to be able to get your hood pierced, you need to be able to fit the whole head of a Q-tip behind your hood. If you can't, you can't get it pierced. You don't have enough anatomy there.
Yeah.
But generally, it will increase the sensation, like, because of the jewelry coming in contact with the clitoris itself. But I think it's the same thing, like, it's not going to increase sensation if you're not turned on.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So, I don't know. I've had mine for 7 years now. So, I mean, I'm just kind of used to it.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think it's going to be another thing where it's going to be initially you're going to be maybe a little overwhelmed by just how much you're feeling it, but then you just become kind of...
Yeah. Tell you what,
I thought about getting it done for a long time, but I just was like,
do it.
I don't know. Do you have yours done?
No. I have no interest.
No.
I had one lady
but I'm just like,
The one lady, like, she told me that, like, that after she got it done, that she makes her husband drive across all the really good rumble strips.
Oh my god. Funny.
She loves it.
Does Jeff have his Prince Albert done still?
Mm-hmm.
Does he keep it in when you guys have sex?
Not often. It's
like, because I know, like, after AJ and I were together for, like, a year or so, like, he ended up just taking his out completely because I could actually feel it.
Yeah.
And it would sometimes hurt.
Bill has his dog.
He also had, like, a 2-gauge in there, too, so it was, like, fucking big-ass balls in there. But,
yeah.
I mean...
it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
No, Jeff, I think, has, like, either a 10 or a 12-gauge curved barbell, and I'm going to say, like, 99% of the time he takes it out.
Okay.
Yeah, you had the barbell, and that was unpleasant for the both. Yeah, that was unpleasant for the both of us.
Oh, you had just a curve?
And then...
We tried it with just the curved, and it would slide down into the urethra.
And then you kept trying the ring,
and oh, it was God, just that too would, much. Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, the ring works very nicely.
Yeah.
Except for, like, I mean, it literally, like, that bead just wants to go into your ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lives there. It's its home.
Yeah, AJ with the 2-gauge, that was funny with the bead.
Jeff's actually...
You feel it go in, and you're just like, this is uncomfortable. But, like, you might be at work where you can't go to the bathroom for
like, pop it out.
Yeah. Jeff's actually talking about... Well, he's been talking about it for years, like, since he got his PA done. That's getting measured for a prince's wand.
I was thinking about that, too.
But then it's like, is that going to be, like, too uncomfortable? Because that, like, goes further down in the urethra.
Right.
Or
I could probably live with that, though.
Yeah, like, that's what I don't know about those. It's like you're talking about, I just think it would be too much interaction with the urethra.
Yeah, and I know, like, talking to guys that have had it done have said that, like, the receiving tube, like, yeah, it sucked getting the needle punched there, but the receiving tube part of getting a PA was the worst.
I'm glad you brought that out. That's a very good segue. I have an interesting piercing story.
Yay!
One of the oddest piercing stories as well. Like, this kid kept calling up asking about getting a Prince Albert piercing done, and he's asking all kinds of details about it, and he's like, oh, well, my grandpa wants to come with, too, and he wants to get some piercings done as well.
Go, grandpa.
Thinking, yeah. Okay. And, like, and he kept calling up, just asking about the time that we were opening that, and he's like, you'll recognize me. He's like, so I'll have the cowboy hat on. He's like, I'm really redneck. And so, like, it's like, this kid, I think he was, like, 18, 19, like, comes out of the truck. Just had, like, jeans on, didn't have a shirt on. He's like, do I need to put my shirt on to come in here? He had, like, a cowboy, like, a camouflage cowboy hat on.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
and welcome to Central PA.
Well, actually, he's from Perry County. So I found out, I guess, there's a lot of interesting stories about Perry County, apparently, from talking about a nurse that works there.
Yeah.
But the grandfather went first, and he was actually, like, very particular about how he, like, he wanted his scrotum pierced. And he's very particular about how he wanted the rings to set as he was standing up.
Well, I mean, if you're doing this, you want it fucking done, like, right.
Yeah, he's like, I want to make sure they're facing forward, and I just want to be like, here, and they're like, okay, cool. So we did that, and then the kid went, he went to get a Prince Albert piercing. And I said, told him, I think this is going to be a little uncomfortable getting a receiving tube in there. So I was putting a receiving tube in to do the piercing. He fucking hated it. Like, every time I was trying to do it, like, he's kicking his legs up, just screaming. He's like, I can't do it. He's like, get my grandfather back here.
Oh, my God, dude, relax.
So he actually had his grandfather back there to hold his legs down to get his Prince Albert pierced.
Oh, my God.
You should have just fucking kicked the kid out because he was making a damn scene.
But I make more money off of genital piercing, so I kind of want the money.
That's true.
And so
just hold him down, man.
Well, so the grandfather's holding his knees down. He's like, it's okay. He's like, you can do this.
That's
weird. Just weird, like, yeah,
have
the grandfather,
your grandfather,
like,
watch you get your dick.
Yeah, like, calmly talking to this kid.
Yeah, I hope you get your dick purged.
Yes, that was.
What was the story that you were talking about yesterday that I was supposed to hear about Tucci? His story.
Oh. Grilled cheese.
Oh man, Dylan, you heard this?
No.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Because this lady came in. It's a heavier set lady, and a little, like, little skinny husband with, like, big old Coke bottle lenses, like, waddling behind her. And she just came in. She's like, I have my hood pierced. She's like, I wanted to know, like, if we can do anything for it that would make it more sensitive so that I get more out of it. I'm like, well, okay, well, like, we'll just come into the back. I'm like, we can see what we have going on, so we see what we can do for you. And she goes back, gets up in the stirrup. She just had a skirt up. She just pulled her skirt up. And the old guy just standing behind me, just kind of staring the whole time. And, did you ever try to pull apart a grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh my god. Oh man.
But it was like, you know, what's going on too? Like, she had, like, a colostomy bag too, so, like, the tube coming out of her stomach, like, two,
oh,
like,
god, I forgot about that.
And, like, also all kinds of noises were going on. Like, so, like, hear, like, the suctioning of it, like, pulling apart. Like, to grab, like, the benzo wipes, take, like, three or four benzo wipes to get the area clean enough to see what's going on.
Oh my god.
And then I look at him like, She asked me, like, can we do this vertical instead of horizontal so I get more sensation out of it? I looked at him like, it is vertical.
Oh my god.
It's like, so there's nothing to do for me? I'm like, no. She's like, okay, thanks. Threw her skirt back down, just walked out.
Oh my god.
That's... Like, but seriously, I'm like, okay, if you're coming and get a piercing done, like, that's not normally a spur of the moment thing. Like, shower, please. I'm like,
yeah,
if not,
have respect for your piercer.
In the very least, like,
have
stop
respect
at,
for yourself.
Like, well, stop at KFC and grab some wet naps if that's all you can do.
Or excuse yourself to the restroom.
Yeah,
all shops
yeah.
have a restroom.
Well, actually, okay, not as bad as a grilled cheese, but another piercing story was two chicks came in. The one I did a Christina piercing on.
Those are cute. I like those.
It's just like, it's for people that don't know, like, it's also be considered the FUPA piercing.
FUPA piercing.
It's a curved barbell above the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never done this piercing before, so after I did it, I asked if I could take a picture of it. And the boyfriend had to cue her to hide the string that was hanging,
oh,
so I didn't
man.
Get that in the picture.
Damn.
And then, actually, in the last few months, I don't remember how long it was, but a girl came in and get ready to do a hood piercing on her. So I told her, I said, get ready. I'm like, you just get on the table, get in the stirrups. And as she was getting undressed, she's like, do you have any paper towels? Because I just got my period.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. So
please.
I would be like,
sorry,
okay, can you come back in a week?
Can you come back?
back
or at least can you go next door and come back in like 10 minutes?
Actually, you know what? There's probably you guys even have tampons in your store in the drawer. I'm pretty sure there are in a drawer in the bathroom.
There used to be.
I'm pretty sure there are. Because
there's no women in the shop anymore.
Yeah, and I went in the other day, and, like, we stopped on, like, when we were running errands, and I was looking for dental floss. I pulled open that drawer, and there's all kinds of shit in there.
Yeah, there's all kinds of just old
random
clothing.
There's, like, a pair of gym shorts or something in there.
Like, old, like, 70s, like, blouses and shit.
It's like, Ruth, what are you doing?
Like, she doesn't like to throw shit away. Like, there's so much stuff in that shop there for ages.
No,
but they actually, they recommend, like, when you do general piercings to have, like, some pads there.
Yeah.
So people can, like line their underwear with in case they do bleed.
Yeah. Oh, there's that, too. And also, like, women's underwear, like, the crotch panel. Okay. Like, depending on how your underwear sits, it could rub against the fresh piercing. What?
No.
Did it stop?
No.
What? Okay.
It just does that.
Okay. Okay. Good. That was scary.
Just having issues.
I thought we like lost a minute of recording there for a minute.
Because of all of the iPhones and stuff like that, it can AirPlay from GarageBand to iPhones or
the
Apple TV.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Future.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to know?
Okay. Yeah. We were talking about, you know, before we got started, how we didn't want to do the Tucci origin story in the first episode.
Yeah, how did you get into piercing?
Why did you get into piercing?
Yeah, why, how?
Like,
well, I think part of it, like, came from growing up in a very strict Catholic household. I think some of it was the rebellious aspect of it, but, like, I went to Catholic school, and they actually had...
St. Monica's?
Yes.
Ah.
They're from kindergarten to eighth grade. They're closed now.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They just put in, like, a brand new playground.
Yeah, they closed they closed down the school either last year or the year before.
Oh, no, that would be just for the church then, right?
Yeah, the church is the only thing that's up now. Like, there's still the playground and everything, but the school actually closed down.
That's a huge building just to have a church in.
Well, it was, like, crazy expensive to go there, too, and the education fucking sucked. But I digress.
Yeah, that's it. Back on track.
I got a really great education.
Yeah, education was awesome. I'm so smart because of it.
I know all about God.
I can do addition and subtraction. But in the library, they had, like, a large collection of National Geographic.
Mm.
And that really, like, that being influenced me, just, like, seeing the different tribes and just...
Lip plates and
like lip plates, like the big stretched lobes, like the females that have like the big brass rings on their necks, and I've just always been fascinated with body piercing, and I've done just plate piercings on myself, and then when I turned 19, I just was at the tattoo shop either getting tattooed or pierced at least once a month, and throughout that I just asked Ruth what it takes to become a body piercer. She said they just need somebody and have the willingness to learn how to do it, and need to take on an apprenticeship, learn what you need to do, and then you're free to go. And that's how I started piercing. Just Ruth pierced the shit out of me.
Yeah, pretty
cool. And I enjoyed it.
You do the suspension thing, too. Do you want to get into that at all?
Suspensions are awesome. Yeah, that's another thing that actually started tribally. I think it started with the Indians, that they would use... Native Americans.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, Native people of India, Native people of North America.
Family Guy. Anyway, so like, they would do it, though, as a rite of passage. And with them, they would actually, like, it's more of, like, besides, like, growing from boyhood into manhood, it was, like, they did a Sundance ritual, which connected them to the earth. Like, they would...
Not to be confused with the Sundance Festival, film festival.
Yeah. Nothing to do with independent films.
Nothing at all.
They might do suspension into the independent films, but there's nothing to do with that. But they would actually put, like, just wooden dowels or just different things into their skin. At times they'd use, like, a hawk's claw or eagle's claw.
But that's sharp as shit.
Yeah, and they'd, like, pierce into the skin, attach that with a rope to, they'd go out and they'd find a tree that had significance into them. Into them, that didn't make any sense. But to them.
Is that beer talking?
Yeah, it Burr. Is. Damn Sam Adams. And they would just, however many days it would take, they had a rope attached to those hooks to the tree and just lean back and just move around until they actually ripped the claws through their skin.
Hmm.
And at that point, they progressed from boyhood to becoming a man.
Now, in modern society, that's not what you want to happen.
No, but even, like, another ritual, like, the Indians did, where they actually, like, those didn't actually suspend. They were actually, they were grounded to the earth and to the tree. But the other one they would do would, they would fast for 4 days, like, no eating, no drinking, no sleeping. They would have either the claws, or they'd actually put, like, a wooden dowel, and they'd wrap rope around it, and hang them from a rafter, and they would hang there until they passed out. Hmm. And then they took them down, and when they woke up, that's when they reached manhood. But they were just, they did it trying to reach a transcendental state, and they were just, they were looking for that out-of-body experience. So depriving yourself from that food and the water and the sleep,
make you fucking delirious is what it'll do.
That's what, like, even like now modern days, there's so many different reasons why people do that. The Fakir is a huge name in body modification. He did a lot of experimenting on himself.
He's the guy that does the corsetting too, right? Doesn't he have a really tiny waist?
Yeah, he actually did a corsetting where he actually reached, I believe it was like a 12 or 14 inch waist.
That's crazy, man.
But he like did his own where he actually hung from just probably like 18 gauge hooks and just had like 30 of them throughout his entire torso.
That's so tiny.
But he was like, he did it, like did the suspensions trying to reach that out of body experience. The only time I actually heard they actually reached that was actually not through suspension, but through Kavadi. I don't know if any of you guys know what that is.
Nope.
But
the Kavadi sounds like a cheese.
It's definitely not a cheese. You cannot reach an out of body experience by eating a lot of cheese. You can try,
well,
but
maybe.
You probably get really bloated and constipated, and maybe through the straining of trying to take a shit.
Are you sure?
Anyway,
what's Kavadi?
Anyway, yeah. But there's the Bill laugh. Yes. Awesome. it's a whole like framework where they have like almost like a belt around the waist, and then a metal like framework contraption that comes through the front and the back, and they have spears that come down through the framework and puncture the sides of the skin. Mm. And they do it, I think, it's actually like an Indian religious festival where someone's there sacrificing themselves and experiences pain trying to show their faithfulness.
And that actually is Indian, right?
Wasn't that Indian? You're from India. I forget which, actually, what religion it's actually
is. Is it also Indian people that do, Hindu, like, the big spears through their,
yeah, well, it's actually in the same festival. Like, okay. People will wear the kavadis, and they also do, like, a weight bearing, where they'll have, like, sometimes it's just, like, a grapefruit or just an actual metal weight with a hook on it, and that they're wearing through their body, and just dance around just trying to reach that state of ecstasy. And Fakir said that when he wore the kavadi, like, he was just dancing around, like, he actually had the spears through his throat, through his cheeks as well, and he actually got the experience where he actually stepped outside of his body and just was watching himself, like, dancing around in this contraption.
So crazy.
I've never experienced any kind of out-of-body experience. I don't know if, like, to my, with my beliefs, I believe that with that, it actually is almost a state of just what your mind wants to experience, that it could be actually passing out and just your mind taking over.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's actually possible, but I just do it because it's an intense experience.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people like the suspensions and the things like that because it's great for, like, meditation.
Yeah, it depends on what you do. Like, there's so many different aspects of it. There's also another guy, now that I'm trying to think about it, I'm not going to remember his name.
Nope.
But he was actually at the suspension convention I went to in Dallas last year, that he doesn't do it for the ritualistic aspect of it. He does it for the performance aspect of it. Like, he just considered himself a performance artist. Like, he did a suspension where he did a lotus suspension, which is just sitting, like, cross-legged with the hooks throughout the body. And just the entire suspension was actually, he was lifted up by rocks that were held on to each rigging that was hooked into his body. So the rocks were used as a counterbalance. And so he was just enjoying the experience of just kind of sitting there and chilling out. But he's also, he used his own DNA to create a replica of his own ear and implant that underneath his skin.
And, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and he was doing it so that he actually wants to put, like, a microphone underneath the ear so that his own ear can actually hear what's going on.
Well, that wouldn't... Oh, you mean, like, implant a microphone in his arm?
Yep. Yeah, like he's the guy that actually did, actually had pictures from the suspension convention. Like, he's the one that did the one crazy suspension of, almost looked like a carnival, like a Ferris wheel type thing.
Okay.
Well, the people that were just hanging around. They're all doing it's called a coma suspension, where they're laying face up with numerous suspensions throughout the torso and the legs. And it was just spinning around with a crazy shadow on the walls. And hold a second. You can print it on your blog later on.
So if you had the ear under your arm, you wouldn't be able to hear through it.
Well, I think he was trying to record. Like, he was actually going to hook it up to a website so that everything that ear was hearing, you could actually listen to through this website.
Have, like, a Wi-Fi like kind of receiver ear. Thing.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't really understanding how
No, I don't think
work.
He wanted to, like, connect it to his brain in like, some way. What?
Like, it's kind of related, but not really. I've seen people do, like, the watches with the iPod Touch where you can do the implants and then you could attach it.
But there's that, like, if you want to pass that around.
I've seen these.
Yeah. That was a performance piece he did with just, there was six individuals that was hooked up to a contraption that would be lifted and lowered throughout the air and just kind of spun around and just all silence so you like hear their breathing and crazy intricate shadow on the walls. But people they do it for numerous reasons. Like some people do it trying to reach that out-of-body experience. Some people do it just for it can be an incredible emotional, physical, and mental release while you're doing it. Like the great experience about going to the suspension convention was just seeing how people handled piercings or hearing the suspensions. Because the one dude, he just let out complete primal roar as he was doing it. Because he actually lifted himself up. Like he was suspended and had the ringing held onto the ringing, and so he hoisted himself up. And as he was doing, just letting out just guttural roaring, and just after he came down, just complete emotional release, just complete breakdown. Just him and his girlfriend just hanging out, and some people just do it just to get the rocks
off. These people are naked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
So, did you meet Dave Navarro, or did you just watch him get suspended?
No, I've only seen him get suspended, but I guess he started recently getting into suspensions, and he was at the suspension convention, and he performed, it's a knee suspension, which is actually named from Alan Faulkner, which was the person that organized this convention, but he was the first person to perform a knee suspension. But yeah, there's certain...
And he added you on Facebook.
Yep, yeah, that was really surprising.
That's pretty crazy.
And the funny thing was, he actually... Yeah, send a friend request to me.
Yeah, and the day you made your page, how the hell did he even know?
I think he's just, it's probably because he's trying to interact with the suspension community.
Yeah.
So he's probably friends with other people.
Right.
So from other people they've added from that were at the convention.
Yeah, you'd be able to see these 10 people are now added, friends with this person.
Okay. So this person has suggested that you add them.
That's pretty crazy. That proves that Dave Navarro checks his Facebook.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first suspension I actually did was called Superman suspension.
I've heard that's a lot of people's first. It's the easiest position.
I'm kind of glad I did that just because it helped ease me into the suspension. Because it was 10 points, 6 in the back, one in the back of each thigh, one in the back of each calf. So I only weigh like $160. So it was only 16 pounds being supported by each hook. So it really wasn't intense at all. All it really felt like was someone just grabbing onto your skin and just kind of pulling it out.
Yeah.
And just everything underneath just kind of felt tight. And so it was just, that was just more of a relaxing, more of a meditative suspension. Second suspension I did was actually, it was called a suicide suspension, which is two hooks across the back. And that was an incredible experience.
I'm sure it was.
It was intense because you now have 80 pounds on each hook. But besides that, I described the experience a demented carnival ride. Because where I was doing it at, it was a really large loft. And just spinning around and just doing all kind of crazy shit. And
did you go to the same place for the second one? That
no,
you went for your first one?
No, I went to Ohio for the second one. And even that, the guy was asking me at one point, so you like the spinning? I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. So,
tied a rope. Spin you faster!
Well, no, he tied a rope around my leg, and he laid on the ground, and just took the rope and spun really fucking fast. So, got to the point where the centrifugal force of it, I was, parallel. With just the two hooks in my back.
You were actually Superman.
Yeah, so, my arms are, just straight out, my legs are straight out.
That wasn't on the Superman one, though.
No, I know.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but that's the thing, it depends on what you're trying to get out of it. You're gonna get out of it what you want to get out of it. If you want to have fun, though... That's an awesome suspension. Even the one I just did, it was actually, it's called, it was a Lotus suspension, But it was a Lotus suspension, which it was a cut down, which is transitioning from one suspension to the other into a 2-point suicide. So I had the 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I had 8 hooks for the Lotus, and at that point it was just kind of just sitting in a just completely reliant on the people performing the suspension. Like, I couldn't kick myself off the ground. I just had to let them lift me up, and it was an intense experience because the hooks in the chest it was incredible feeling, and just the feeling of just letting your body lose control and just letting the skin do its thing. And then with that, just I could relax for a little while, and then took a knife, cut down all the hooks that were holding me to the front, and that just left me with just the 2 hooks on the back. At that point, then I just start kicking off and just kicking around, just having a good time.
Now, as far as like equipment goes, like what's typical equipment? Like, what gauge needles do you use? What do you use to hold the needles up? Like you said, you were cut down, so obviously that's going to be like a textile thing, not like a chain kind of thing.
Yeah, no, like they use like rope so that it's all single use, and that way it's also like you're not doing any kind of cross-contamination.
And I imagine like it's for safety reasons too, like to get you down super quick if you need to get down.
Yeah, there's always some sort of like a rack that the ropes run through.
Yeah, there's always some kind of rigging that's used to run the ropes through, and even like the rigging itself can be an art in itself. Just like you need to know like how to rig like each point where it's going to be located on the body in order so someone's not hanging all fucking lopsided and shit.
Yeah.
But the hooks, like, usually it's generally either 8 or 6 gauge. Either can be used. 6 gauge, obviously, because you're going through more skin and thicker hook, it can support more weight.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that's taken into account of, like, who you're suspending, how much they're weighing, and what's going to be required for that suspension.
Would these leave, like, scars? Like, it looks like they would leave...
It depends on the person. Like, everybody scars up differently. Yeah. Like, you can actually see, like, on my legs. Those were where the hooks were at.
Ouch.
But this, because of the type of hook... It also depends on the types of hooks, because there's various types of hooks out there. Like, originally, when they first started doing suspensions, it was done with just debarbed salmon hooks. So just large fishing hooks. But they've actually progressed to making hooks specifically for suspensions.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing they're actually really getting into right now is called a Gilson hook, which is looks like a triangle with just a straight shaft going through the bottom. And because of that, not having the bend like the fish hook, it doesn't put as much pressure on the skin. So I actually had those for my suicide, and I have very minimal scarring from that. And the first time I actually had like big fucking crazy, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like just giant scars from my back from when I had the hooks in there from the first suicide suspension.
What is the name of the, when it goes through your eyebrows?
That was just a crazy eyebrow suspension. But no, it's actually the suspension they were doing in that picture was called that. It was just like a modified hammock suspension. And the guy just, he always shaved his
they
eyebrows.
They were just going through the eyebrows to be flashy.
So he wanted to try that out.
Gotcha.
And the other thing with the forehead too, like they were just kind of both support the head, but also just to do a crazy forehead suspension.
That's crazy. Just crazy.
Like some of it's just, it is like just trying to like push the limits of what can be done. And other times too, like I said, there's people that they're out there, they're trying to just reach that transcendental state and just, but I don't believe a suspension convention is really the environment for that, because there's just a lot of crazy energy going on. That
yeah, there's too many people there. If you're trying to reach like a transcendental thing, you want to do like small group or even just like a one-on-one kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, that's like with Fakir, like he will do things tribally, but with him, like he'll do them like at the most it'll be like 3 people in the group, and he'll have like a whole weekend of it planned out to like, go out and find a specific spot in the desert to do their suspension.
Yeah, you were, I remember we had talked about before, like, you'd like to suspend with Fakir, but he's just like, you'll know when the time is right.
He's like, if it's gonna happen, like, if it's meant to happen, it will happen.
Yeah, it's just like, very like, no, you can't schedule these kinds of things, like, they just, you know, the stars align kind of stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, he's very, like, very into, like, the mystical aspect of it.
Fakir Musafar, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done crazy modifications on himself just to try things out.
That was my that and the Jim Rose Circus were my
Is that Mr. Lifto in that?
Mr. Lifto, Enigma, yeah.
Enigma, I think AJ actually tattooed a couple of the puzzle pieces on Enigma.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
Dude, that guy is covered in puzzle pieces. Yeah. Like, everybody's got puzzle pieces.
Yeah, he just goes to, like,
him.
Different tattoo artists to get different stuff done.
I didn't know AJ tattooed Enigma.
That's fucking cool.
He never bragged that up to me.
I don't know who AJ is.
Yeah, see, he's the type of person he wouldn't
He's a circus sideshow guy. His body is entirely covered in a tattoo of puzzle pieces.
Oh, sure.
Some of them are filled in, some are not. He's got the dermal implants of horns.
Yeah, like he's been slowly.
I think he's got some of his teeth filed.
He's been slowly getting the puzzle pieces filled in.
And is that Eric Sprague or is that a different guy?
I'm not sure what his real name is.
Eric Sprague's the guy that had like lizard.
No, that's a different guy. This guy's he's just all puzzle pieces.
Okay.
What was the documentary we saw on Netflix that has the scarification and the?
AJ also knew that cat guy, like out in Arizona.
Oh yeah, the guy that's got the implant, like, in his tailbone, so he can wear a tail.
Yeah, and he has, like whiskers.
Yeah.
Like, he had, like I think he had, like, collagen
injected
into his lips. He had his
lips
split. AJ said that he would go out in the fucking yard and, like, shit in the fucking yard like an animal. Like,
he also told me that...
acted like a cat.
Like, this guy...
But he also has, like, scales tattooed on part of his body because at first he wanted to be a reptile.
Yeah, you claim that like
there is a guy that is a reptile, like speaking that to kind of is a reptile.
I think that's Eric Sprague. That's the guy that I was thinking was Enigma. But
have you ever heard of a man woman?
No.
He's a guy. He's covered in swastikas, but
interesting.
He did it because the swastika wasn't initially.
Yeah, that's actually like a peace symbol.
Yeah, it wasn't initially
like
a racist symbol.
It's the backwards.
Yeah,
it's actually like even like. Coca-Cola used to use a swastika on their bottles.
It's Buddhist.
Yeah, even like there's a old hockey team. Like it was like a, I think it was like a college hockey team that wore the swastikas and
I'm sure
he was
I'm
just
wrong,
like his whole body was just covered with swastikas and he was trying to make people acknowledge the original peaceful aspects of the symbol and get away from what people associate with Hitler now.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that Charles Manson carved the backwards swastika and would write the backwards, the one that meant peace, on everything, but because he carved his swastika into his forehead in a mirror, he did it backwards.
Oh, boy.
So it was basically a peace symbol that he fucked up.
Eric Sprague, the lizard man, he's got the eyebrow implants rather than the horns. Yeah. He's got his tongue split.
He's got his teeth filed.
He was at Ink in the Valley the year that we went up.
No kidding.
Where do you go to get your teeth filed? You have to go to an actual dentist.
You should. Yeah, go to a
You should.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds painful.
Along with pretty much any kind of oral modification, you want to find a dentist that's cool with that, usually.
Yeah.
So what else about Tucci though? Come on, we want to make this a Tucci episode.
What
not
do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, what do you like to do for fun?
Build Transformers.
I like sculpting shit. Like,
you like other stuff too. But,
you have cats. I gave you a cat once.
Yeah, you gave me one cat. That cat, she's really weird, actually.
Like, that's her name is Shiva.
Yep, that's Shiva, and the other one is Pluto, which I named it after Edgar Allan Poe's The Black Cat, although it is it's a tortoiseshell cat. I just like that, but it's kind of funny though because I named her Pluto, and she acts like a fucking dog.
Is that the long-haired one? The really pretty long-haired one?
Yeah, she'll growl at the dog that's in the yard right next to mine, and she plays fetch, and but no, like Shiva, like. It has like a foot fetish.
Oh,
I'll kick my shoes off, and she'll just bury your whole fucking head in my shoe.
Two of my cats do that too. Like they love stanky shoes.
Yeah. That's like, as soon as if I go out like mow the lawn, as soon as I kick my shoes off, she just runs over there, buries her fucking head in there, like
just roll around, purring. The pupils go all huge. Like I love you, shoe. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Weird.
None of your crazy cats do
no,
that.
No, that's so funny.
You have the cat that likes to be spanked.
Yeah,
though.
He likes
actually, Pluto's the same way. Like, she'll come up and like want you to pet her and shit, and like you start petting her head, and she'll just like keep moving until you just get to her ass. And just, like keeps like picking her ass up and like rubbing it back and forth. I'm like, seriously, my cat? I'm like, I just want to pet your head. I'm like, I want to play with your ass.
Like, no.
Yeah. I'll throw the moose for you.
My dog does that, Odie. I'm just like, oh, I want to snuggle. And he turns around, his ass is in my face. Yeah. All the not this that. End.
Yeah.
Snuggling Odie's asshole.
You ride bike and stuff too, right?
Yeah, I ride bike a lot.
Yeah.
Just,
you bake.
Did you do your trip to Niagara?
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah.
Tell us about your trip to Niagara too.
I started off. I think it was a couple Sundays ago. My plan was to try to make it to Niagara Falls. Altogether, it would have been a 510-mile round trip. Unfortunately, at this point, I realized I got directions from MapQuest.
Oh, no, you didn't.
They got me really fucking lost.
Oh, no.
Like,
because you can't take, like, interstates. You have to take, like, back roads.
It was, like, all
shit.
Back roads. And even, like, the one point, like... first off, like, I felt like a demon from Supernatural.
God.
Because I got to the one road, and the road I needed to take was like just
a get to a crossroads?
Well, no, I got to this, like, I was going to pray to the crossroad demon and try to get him to teach me where how to get to where I need to go to. But no, I had to take a slight right, and it said, like, road closed, bridge out.
Oh.
And there was, like, one house, like, it was kind of like a crazy looking house. I knocked on the door, hear the, the bell
God.
Ringing.
Oh, God, you're
like,
you're not dead right now.
Well, like, I hear the bells
Leather
ringing.
Face comes
and,
out.
Like, like, dogs are barking, so I know someone's in there. I'm just waiting, just kind of waiting. And also, like, a lady just kind of walks around the wall, just kind of staring, like, so, what do you want?
Nice.
I'm like, so, I'm like, this road here, I'm like, it says the bridge is out. I'm like, can I still get over there? I'm like, is it completely closed where I need to turn to? He's like, no, it's out. Can't go that way. And the whole time, she's just kind of staring, like, not moving. Like, and if I got any closer, she'd kind of, like, back up a step.
Maybe she thought you were, like, a serial killer.
I thought she saw, like, a yellow eyes or something. But, so then I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, nice to meet you. Goodbye. So I got back on the bike, and as I was heading up the road to divert off that path, I ran into another guy who was out working on his lawn. I'm like, so this road out here, it says the bridge is closed. I'm like, but I'm trying to get to 15. I'm like, can I still do that? He's like, oh, yeah, that's no problem. Like, just go down there. He's like, there's some the guardrails over the bridge, but just lift your bike over that. Just get on the other side. You'll get to 15 in no time. Like, all right,
so
cool.
She lied.
Yeah, so she just wanted to get me the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like, yeah. I continued my way. I got to just stopped at Wegmans for a little respite, if that's the word. Yeah. And then I continued on my way, and then I got to, like, where they're doing natural gas drilling. And got off on the one road, and according to the directions, it said I was on it for, like, a half a mile. So I was on it for, like, a half an hour and didn't get to where I needed to go to. And I asked the guy, like, so where does this road become this road? He's like, oh, that's way still up that way. And continue on and come to the road. I'm like, so this road, is this the run I'm supposed to be on? Like, yeah, just go up till the road becomes paved again. And that'll be the road you're trying to get on. So it was like a 3-mile climb up this road of just like dirty, shitty, rocky roads.
Mm.
Get to the top, road's paved for about 100 feet.
Oh my God.
So I go around the bend, get to the next part of the road. It's like another couple miles, like another 3 miles, like up this dirty, shitty road. Get to the top. It was like wrong turn.
Oh,
like I was waiting for like the fucking like crazy like rednecks coming out to like kill me or rape me or some shit. Like I don't know what the fuck was gonna go on. Like I just want to throw my bike because I was fucking pissed off. Cause I get to the top, and on one side, big fucking metal gate, like all locked up. Private drive, keep out.
Oh,
and then the second road, it's like, it's natural gas drilling, keep out there. Like, no trespassing. And the only thing I passed by was just, like, old fucking beat up, like, run down cabins that no one's lived there for years.
Oh, man.
Waiting to hear the deliverance song playing. Told to squeal like a pig.
Dude, you need to get a GPS.
Well, I trusted MapQuest. So, like,
that was a mistake.
So, I went...
problem number one.
I parked my bike, I walked through the private drive road. I keep walking, no fucking houses. So and then I crossed across where I saw like a security building for the natural gas drillers. No one was in there. It was closed. So as I'm walking back, like at that point I'm just pissed because I'm fucking lost. I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Like, and the truck driver comes up. I'm like, so it's telling me going this road for this many miles, it's gonna come this road and then I'll reach here. He's like, that hasn't been like that for years.
Oh my God.
Like, since the natural gas drilling, he's like, that all changed. So rode back down the rocky road. He's like, so you go down there, like turn back around, go up the other hill, go up there for a few miles, get to here, you'll get to like a church on this side, like this on this side, and actually ended up like finding salvation at the church. But like the church was there. It was like at that point it was like 7 o'clock at night, so I just parked a bike and actually opened the door. The church was actually open, so I was able to use their bathroom and like clean up and shit. And then this guy in the truck pulled up. He's like, "So what are you doing here?" I'm like, "I just honestly, dude, I'm just right now. I need to rest. I'm like, I'm looking for a place to stay. I'm like, just wondering if I can crash here." He's like, "We're just wondering because we don't normally have people like trying to get into our church."
You know, trying, the door was unlocked. Yeah. Like, not much trying.
I'm like,
there.
Honestly, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. I'm like, I just need to break out my map so I can try to get some new directions. And like, I'm just trying to find my way. And he's like, "Oh, it's okay." He's like, "Well, yeah, you just, if you need, like, you pitch your tent." So I pitched a tent. And actually, next morning, like, a farmer came up and gave me some fresh cucumbers from his garden.
Oh, shit.
That's neat. That's amazing.
Like, day's turning out to be better.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, so then the next day, like, I went out, like, actually, I looked at my map, found a way to get to 15, and I was assuming 15 was, like, 15 around here, like,
just
kind of, like, the strip in that where I can ride my bike. So it was a highway, though. So I was on it for, like, 20 miles or so, and then state cops pull me over.
Oh no.
So, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm just trying to make it here. I'm like, that's where I'm trying to make it to Mansfield so I can get a hold of the internet and find out where the fuck I'm going.
Oh god, you didn't even make it to Mansfield yet?
Not at that point.
Oh shit.
So then, the cops pull me over and I'm like, "Yeah, you can't go on this road. And, like, bikes aren't allowed here." So I get off the road.
So bikes aren't allowed on the highway?
Not on, like, if it's a divided highway.
Oh, interstate or something?
I don't know for a fact, but I believe it's like if the speed limit reaches 65,
you can't
have the bikes on there.
Okay.
So yeah, so they told me, like, actually go back around the other side, come down, get to the next exit, and you'll get an old 15. So then you take the old 15 into Mansfield. So I took that to Mansfield. Yeah, just hopped on the internet and actually ran to actually a bike shop, and they showed me how shitty MapQuest's directions were. It's like, "So this is where they're gonna take you." I'm like, "Half those roads, yeah, they're not paved."
So how far did you get?
Altogether, like, between, I only made it 4 days, and it was probably about 250 miles over the 4 days. Because I got to Mansfield, and then I headed off again.
Did you make it into New York State?
No. Actually, I made it, like, probably about, like, 10 or 15 miles away from the New York State.
Oh, shit. You should have just kept going, so you could just be
I
made it to New
York.
Yeah, you
would have been closer to Niagara than you would have been to home.
Yeah,
no?
But, well, at that point, though, like...
Why did you have to stop?
Ran into a saddle sore problem.
Ooh.
Which, it just... It hurt every time I sat down.
Oh,
like, it was a literal fucking pain in the ass. Like, where I was heading after I left Mansfield, like, they told me where I can find a campground, and at that point, though, like, I wanted a bed and I wanted a shower because it just fucking hurt, and so I headed back around, headed to Mansfield, and actually stayed at a hotel like that.
You broke down.
Well, it was. There's like a fucking bee's nest in the hotel room.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Like, I
so it was a 5-star hotel.
It was a desperate breakdown.
It's a 4.5-star hotel.
It was a no-star motel that half the rooms didn't.
Well, I think it was like a 5 if you wanted your own, like, natural honey. But like, I think that, and they knew
that's
it too.
A thing now, right?
Yeah, like, they're trying to go natural. But they actually, like, it came with a fly swatter.
Oh,
the toilet.
God.
The toilet was a hole in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, like, well, I get there and it's like $60 to stay there too. And I get in there and, like, I turn on the light, see all these little fucking shadows on the drop down ceiling. I see a little bees, like, crawling around the ceiling.
Hope you immediately went to the office and was like,
no,
new room.
Of course you didn't.
At that point, I was exhausted, so I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'll sleep with the bees.
Spray.
I used the fly swatter, killed the ones that were outside of the light.
Do all of your rooms come with bees nests? Yeah.
So I'm paying extra for that.
Can I have one of those, like, screen tents to sleep in?
Kind of like the bee suit
mosquito
to sleep in.
Mosquito net over my bed.
Kind of, like, little steamer
set up the
thing.
Tent on the mattress.
Yeah. They're smokers, not steamers.
Whatever, there. You know what you're talking about.
No, I know.
That kind of steam, yeah.
Steamy smoke.
So are you going to try again?
I will. I need to figure out, like, why I had the problem to begin with. Like,
well,
what was causing it.
AJ tells him it's because his position might be wrong.
Go to the internet and get a GPS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to take a computer with me that... Okay. Well, I even... Like, normally, you can get a cycling computer on your bike that tells you how many miles you've gone.
That's cool.
Like, I know that MapQuest is fucked up with their mileage. Like, there's no way that, like, it took me 20 minutes to go half a mile.
Yeah, no. I went to New Jersey once to go to Bamboozle, and we took a MapQuest, because I didn't have a GPS. I was freaking poor.
Never use MapQuest. And there are tons of other ways to get directions.
Like, we got so lost, and we ended up having to like stop on the interstate because we were like, we're out of gas.
If
I had to explain, like, they're like, well, where are you? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think with Google Maps
Google Maps, though, it says their biking directions are still in the beta version, so they can't guarantee that the routes will actually be accessible by bike.
Okay.
So they could send you on major highways you can't actually travel on.
Okay.
Or on a natural gas road that hasn't been used.
Yeah, on a road that's going to lead you to a dead end where they just get you fucking lost. But no, they make computers for bikes that
that's cool.
Tell you, like, you can put in where you want to go and it'll take you by step.
Would you have to order one, like, off the internet, or can you get one at a local cycle shop?
The only cycle shop I've actually been to around here is the Runner's Roost, and they don't have the greatest selection, but I've heard that there's a shop Marty's. Called a Marty's in
that
Muncie.
Place is awesome.
That has
there
a
used
much larger
to be
selection.
One in Lewisburg. Mm-hmm. Do they still exist?
He's still there, yep.
I don't know, like, I don't know how vast their selection is as far as
I doubt Lewisburg has anything like that, but
probably
I think Marty's
not,
probably would.
No, you need to go to one that's like really well stocked to actually have like the really expensive computers that tell you like where you're going.
Would maybe like Dick's carry something?
They
like
might.
That?
They might, but they're
yeah, that's kind of like
a that's a hit or miss.
Like, I think Dick's, I think they carry more to just like the novice cyclist. That
I don't know, though. We were in there and they have like a wall of little packaged hanging crap. So I mean, like, they have all kinds of components and tools and like different stuff.
They don't have as much of a selection though as like a well stocked bike shop.
Right? No. But they might have expensive items like that.
Yeah.
That
like
geared
technology.
Towards preppy people that are going biking, you know what I mean? They might want
people that can't navigate rails to trails.
Right.
Needing a map to figure out how to go straight.
Nobody can read a map anymore.
No, that's another thing with funny. Technology. I think because of so many people relying on like that lady and their dashboard to tell them where they're going, no one knows actually how to read a map to figure out what happens if that breaks down or like if the batteries run out.
Like, I don't even have a map in my car. Like, I'd be screwed.
I just took my brother back to the Harrisburg airport, which isn't fucking complicated to get to begin with, but I'm like, I don't have the GPS going or anything. He's like, you know how to get to the airport? I was like,
follow the signs.
Yeah, for one, follow the fucking signs. Two, I was just here a week ago. Of course I remember how to get to the airport.
But that lady's gotta tell you where to turn. Actually, when I was in Texas, we were going to like the performance art piece, and the ladies like in the little GPS thing told us to turn right like half a second before we had to turn right. Oh. And it was like right in front of a state cop.
Oh!
It was like, we'll just keep on going. So they redirected us then.
Yeah. Turn around where possible.
I have such an irrational fear of just being lost. Like, that just, I don't know where
being
I am.
Being lost is an adventure.
And then just, like, my heart stopping, and I'm like, I don't know where I am!
Oh, God.
I can't.
I never want to travel with you and Jeff at once.
I couldn't handle it. I just, but we don't, there's no plan? What do you mean there's no plan? What do you mean we don't know where we're going?
Yeah, I'm like that, too.
Like, calm down, shut up, relax.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Jeff being in the back seat when we went to see Nerdist in Philly, how much he was freaking out. Just because of city traffic.
I hate city traffic.
I'm just like, dude, it's a thing. Just calm down. You're not even driving.
Yeah, I don't like it until I'm doing it, and then it's like second nature.
Yeah. It honestly doesn't bother me at all.
Driving with my mom to the beach, like, I actually drove to the beach, and she was just like, I don't think you're taking the right road. Actually, I don't think this is the right road. Actually, I think you need to turn on this exit. I'm like, Mom, not listening to you. Last time we listened to you, we were going to visit my brother, and we literally went to the middle of nowhere on a dirt road, like 20 miles away from where we were supposed to be.
Oh, shit.
Not listening to you. I don't know what you were listening to, because she'll just be like, yeah, well, my phone told me to take this direction, and I don't think that's right, so take this one.
Mom, you have a Motorola flip phone. I'm not listening.
Stop it!
You can still play Snake on your phone.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. So I just...
I want one of those so bad.
Seriously.
I just want to fucking play Snake. Phone? Yeah.
My friend has one.
Oh my god. Seriously?
I make fun of Ron.
Go around, get the apple. Who knows the fuck it was?
Yeah.
Get a fucking razor, man. You can.
I miss razors.
No, hers is even.
I'd like a trial version of Tetris on mine. It was.
Yeah.
It was the
yeah.
fucking bomb, man.
But that's, like, that's kind of how I felt like when I was on my bike when I got to that dead end, because like I don't know where it was. And, like, originally, like, I can't have a lot of weight on my back when I'm riding, so I was just going to take just two water bottles. And I figure, I'm like, dude, I'm like, I'll be near humanity no matter where I go. I'm like, I'll be able to find some place where I can just go to the house, like, get some water filled up. There was fucking nobody around.
Wow.
Like, I think, like, I ran into a house, like, maybe, like, every 20 miles.
Wow.
And, like, it was shit. Just, like, fucking backwoods country. Like, they would have probably, like, took out their shotgun when they saw me coming up the drive. We don't like your kind around here. Turn around.
Just get a white flag to put on the back of your bike. Like, I mean no harm.
You are possessed by the Satan.
Peace.
I just want that some clean sucks. Water.
Like, that seriously sucks about society anymore. Like, you can't just walk up to somebody's house and be like, hey, I need water.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. I'm lost. Like, you really just... You
well,
can't.
Sometimes.
Like, every now and then you'll find, like, somebody, but, like, what are the chances that you're not?
Yeah.
I don't trust people.
Like, I remember being a kid, and I was with my mom, and we ran out of gas somewhere, and just went up to, like, the closest yeah. house, and they had a gas can, and gladly gave us gas to get on our way.
Well, I remember the cool thing about, like, where I grew up, like, we grew up in, like, Lion Mountain area, and I actually ran out of gas on my way to work the one day, and I stopped at, like, a local business, and they were just like, oh, yeah, totally, here, I'll give you, like, they lent me their gas can, went down, got gas for me, and, like, brought it back, and was like, here you go, and I'm like, I... literally don't have any money but like a card, and they're like, don't worry about it, it's fine. I'm like, okay.
Well, I think it's even like, that's awesome. I think technology has really changed a lot of that around, because people just, they don't interact as much.
No.
Yeah. Like, people are just...
She's like, a person, what the fuck do I do?
Well, I've got a lot of friends on Facebook.
Like, years ago, my car broke down on 15 in Liverpool. It was like 11:30 at night.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I was on the highway where there's no lights or anything, and there's hardly any houses, and my alternator my car just shut down. Like, I don't know if you know when your alternator goes, like, everything just stops. And I pulled over the side of the highway and knocked on the only house that was around, and I was, like, a young girl by myself at night, and the lady was, like, I didn't have any tattoos or piercings or anything at the time, so I didn't look scary or threatening, and she, like, wouldn't let me in her house, and she made me go run across the 4-lane highway at night and, like, go to her husband who was down at some campsite across the fucking highway and go use a rotary phone that they had at this cabin or whatever, and he made me give him fucking money to use his phone to call my parents because it was long distance.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's and I'm bullshit.
Like, dude, are you fucking serious? Like,
you're in the middle shit. Of fucking nowhere. Yeah. Like,
heard of karma?
Yeah, it was kind of traumatic for me. And then they didn't offer me to, like, let me wait anywhere, like, for my parents to get there. You know,
yeah.
I had to sit in my car along the fucking highway at, like, 11:30 at night and wait, like, 45 minutes for my dad to drive down and freaking, like, pick me up.
I would have just, like, locked all the doors, lied down in the back seat, and, like, cried.
That was kind of, like, a hard lesson for me to learn, like, when I got a little bit older and I started driving. Like, I grew up in a family where you need help, we'll help you. Like, what do you need, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really have a lot of money, but I can totally mow your grass for you if you need that done. Or, like, we can do this or that. Or,
and that's
know?
How my family
like, that's
was.
How my family, like, raised me. And they were very good at that. So, like, it was kind of, like, a shock to me. Like, the first time my car broke down on the side of the road, nobody stopped. And it was just kind of like, I'm 16, I'm a girl, and I was just, like... Yeah. Looking at my engine, it's smoking, and I'm just like,
yeah. Why
no
aren't like 15 people
service.
Stopped
yeah,
here?
No
yeah.
cell phone service whatsoever.
Like, people just don't give a shit about people anymore.
No.
Yeah. Like, there's so many people, like, as anybody that's gone past Totem or been to Totem knows, I'm a stoop sitter.
Yeah.
So when it's nice out, I'm just sitting out in the bricks, and, like, there's a lot of people that have come out there that they go to put air in their tires and don't know how to operate the air pumps. And they just kind of seem lost, so, like, I'll go over and help them out and, like, to figure out, like, what's going on. Like, I was blown away by even, like, how little people know, like, not those people, but there was, like, a guy that worked at the shortstop next door. He didn't know how to put air in tires.
Wow.
But even, and then Greg was telling me that him and his buddies were on, like, on a trip with their band, and they had a flat tire. Only two guys out of their whole band knew how to change a flat tire. Like, there's been people, too, again, like, there are people who have come to the shortstop, they put air in tires, but they can't because the tire's flat, and they'll just be lost. So, like, I've actually changed a couple flat tires for people just because they didn't know what they were doing, and so they didn't have to call AAA. Wow.
I honestly think in every high school it should be a required class that you should take on how to survive in life.
Yeah.
Please teach me how to change my tire.
Not only
how
that.
How to balance my checkbook. What to do if, like, the water stops working in my apartment.
Yeah.
You know, like, teach me how to do basic things in the real world.
We had
to change your oil.
Like, and, why is that not a thing that, like, they're just like, well, your parents will teach you.
We had
not
an elective class in my high school. It was a one semester, half credit class that was just automotive basics, where they taught you, like, how to fill all your fluids, how to change your oil, how to change a tire.
Like, that's the kind of thing that, like, people the fuck do I need calculus for?
You know, now schools are even getting stupider.
Teach me what a mortgage is.
Yeah. Because they're not even teaching kids how to write in cursive anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cursive is kind of a dead thing, though. I mean, with typing,
well,
like...
Yeah, but how do you sign your signature? Like, if you don't ever
seriously,
learn
like,
cursive,
half the time, I actually print my signature.
What am I going to need physics for?
Yeah. Well, it's going to get to the point, too, I think, with technology that you won't have to sign your signature anymore.
It's true.
Like, they were talking about JCPenney. Eventually, what they want to go to is they want to get rid of all cash registers. That everything is going to be done on your smartphone. Like, you'll just check
out.
What
if you don't have
a smartphone? They're just they're relying
better
on people like to do everything like with their credit cards over their phones. Like, even I think they said actually Apple Store.
But they're not going to take cash.
They'd have to have employees working though to like make sure people aren't stealing shit.
There'll be people that will go around and like they'll show you like how to check out your stuff like I guess on your phone. Like there'll be like little kiosks.
I guess I won't be shopping at JCPenney.
I was
going
to say
anymore.
Like I imagine they'd have to have like a kiosk or something.
I think it'll still be a few years away, but actually I heard that I think Apple Store they said that most of those actually are operating the same way that people will actually go around like they'll have the phone themselves. And they'll check you out just, like, on the sales floor, like, through
that's
their phone.
Just, I feel like that's just more in the wrong direction of getting, like, away from human society. Getting away from
too.
Face-to-face interaction. And
but I think, like where we're headed, though, is just it's going to be just a completely
techno-centric
society.
People
what's
are going to be afraid
with the little
of
robot
talking to people.
In space?
Wall-E?
Wall-E, yeah. That's what's going to be
I just watched that today. Morgan loves Wall-E. Yeah.
But that's what
I don't think I've ever actually seen the whole thing.
That's so sad.
Wall-E and
Eba.
Well, that's because, it's because they're in space and they've lost bone density from not having, like, real gravity.
Well, that's what Idiocracy is
and
another,
they don't
like, frightening, like, look at the future.
Idiocracy is fucking happening already.
Yeah, I like the message of it, but the fact that they dicked around so long getting Idiocracy made, it was a terrible movie.
You didn't like it? Oh my god, I love that movie.
I like it to a point, because you know whenever somebody says electrolytes, I'm like, it's what plants crave. Yeah.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Do you even know what electrolytes are?
It's what plants crave.
Water?
What
like from the toilet?
Yes.
That was a good movie.
I like money.
Beef Supreme!
Fucking president's arrest.
I'm sorry, but AJ and I cannot say not sure without the next line being not sure.
Not sure. No, that's not right.
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
Every time.
I like money.
Upgrade with 2 D's for a double dose of pimpin'.
Oh my god. All right, Tucci, 5 favorite movies. Come on.
Go.
Oh yeah, we're on the spot now.
Come
sucka.
On, dude. You can't put me on a spot like that. Like,
come on.
The Shining.
Hold on, right. I have a spotlight.
No, don't do that. Interrogation time.
We'll waterboard you.
Alien.
Okay.
I dig it. Oh, good.
The Transformers movie.
Animated or live action?
Animated.
Right. Not live action. That
come
shit sucks.
Now.
No Michael Bay crap.
Or Shia LaBeouf.
Can I say the Matrix trilogy?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
That'll
count. I don't
count
that as one thing, because, I mean, You cut out all the good parts. It is just one movie.
Okay, and that was 4 of them, I think.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Wow, that's a tough one. What would be the last
one? Bum, bum, bum. human centipede.
No.
I guess just the one that I just, like, from when I was younger, I was always really into was Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
That was just, that was always, like, my favorite holiday movie.
Christmas or Halloween?
Both.
Five favorite bands or musicians?
Go!
Tom Waits. Waylon Speed. If you don't know those guys, check them out.
Nope.
No idea. No idea.
Ed wanted them to play at the Roadhouse, but I seriously doubt they will.
Live in a hole in the ground.
They might, though. Like, if maybe Greg can talk them into it, because Greg knows them. Drive-By Truckers are really good. Clutch.
Just saw those, actually. Them.
I love
just
saw them.
Dave Navarro.
No.
Is he a musician?
Hot Chili Peppers for, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Right? Yeah.
Suicidal Tendencies, album. I like. Yeah. They actually came out with a new album. It actually wasn't bad.
Really?
Yeah, like, it was the first one in, like, I think, like, 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Maybe it's 13, because I actually called 13.
That makes sense.
Like, I heard that, like, they're an awful live band now, because they've just kind of old and lazy.
Speaking of live bands, how do you feel about Gwar?
Honestly, I've actually never seen Gwar.
I want to see them. Their music is awful. I hate it, but I want to see a live Gwar.
I like one or two songs that are fun, but...
From what I hear, like, they put on an incredible live show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get covered in, like, fake jizz and blood.
The crazy costumes and shit.
Those costumes are badass, though.
Seriously. They gotta be, like, sweating to death in those things. Because I'm sure they do not breathe well. So, we didn't do this last episode, but, Tucci, where can people find you?
At Totem Tattoo, Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 8. Piercing available each of those days. Feel free to swing in. Off.
We didn't mean physically, but all right.
Yeah, no. Physically works.
I know, I just thought it in. But also, like, you can also find me on Facebook under John Santucci. That's S-A-N-T-U-C-C-I.
Yes. We'll probably put your links up in the blog post. Yeah, you don't have, like, an actual piercing page yet.
No, there is, like, on the totemtattoo.com does have a section for piercings. And on there actually is a link to my email. So if you need to send any questions, you can always do that through there.
There you go. And yeah, Facebook messaging works, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So does just, you know, fucking calling the shop or stopping in.
Yeah, he's always the one that answers the phone.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, like, I sometimes have to be that asshole that tells you can't make an appointment over the phone. And I also cannot tell you how much a sleeve is going to cost you over the phone as well.
Yeah, Tucci is not a tattoo artist, so don't ask him tattoo questions. No, piercing, so he can hook you up with piercing shit. But
and that's all walk-ins. Just come on in.
Yeah. Like, you're not usually busy enough to have to make appointments.
If anything, you're waiting, like, 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. At most, like, 20 if you come in with a friend who also wants a piercing. Maybe 30.
If I'm trying to do, like, a symmetrical piercing and trying to get everything lined up properly.
Yes. If you're coming in with your best friend to get snake bites, you're going to wait a little bit.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was fun. Episode 14. Shop on Amazon.com. Use the purple banner on the Popular Podcast website. Clear your cookies. Click on that shit. Buy some stuff. We get a little bit of money. So, thank you for listening to episode 14. Yay. Have a good day, evening, morning, night, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Bye.
All right. Bye.